Here with me in this interview, I've got Harriet Behar, and we're going to talk about Moses, but this isn't biblical here, I don't think. What does Moses stand for, first of all?
Moses stands for the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service.
And tell me how you are involved.
I am the outreach coordinator, and I work with Moses. I give workshops, field days, I come to shows like this, I write in publications, and based on my 18 years of experience as an organic inspector, I help people with organic production and certification questions.
Well, let's ask a couple questions about organic to start with, because I think that means different things to different people. From the organization's perspective, how do you define that?
Well, organic is a sustainable method of farming that uses on-farm produced inputs such as plowdowns of legumes and on-farm manures for fertility, crop rotation for disease and insect control.
So what is the mission then of Moses?
Moses is here to enhance and promote organic agriculture and give farmers the tools they need to be successful organic farmers.
Would you describe a need for this type of farming here in the Midwest? And if so, why and what would you recommend to growers?
Well, the organic marketplace is growing at 20% a year. This is a consumer-driven market, and we are not having a 20% increase in organic production in the United States every year, so we really need to catch up at the farm level. Right now, we are importing some commodities, such as soybeans, from Argentina, Brazil, even China, as well as meats from outside the country. We really would prefer to have them homegrown, grown here by good Iowa and Minnesota and South Dakota farmers.
Well, in your position as an inspector, I think you said, what are the kinds of things that make up your job then?
Well, when I was an inspector, part of that would be going out and doing the certification, which is overseeing the organic system on the farm and making sure it complies with the USDA organic law, because only products that have met the organic regulation are allowed to carry the organic label in the marketplace. But a lot of it was also a discussion just of the various systems, because the perfect organic farm is the farm that that is in tune with the environment and that uses on-farm recycling of resources to produce the food. It's a very sustainable farm that many farmers are finding both a source of pride when they do a good job, as well as organic premiums are about 100% in the marketplace. So right now organic corn is going for $11 a bushel and soybeans are going for $16 to $18 a bushel.
And I don't know if maybe I should know this or not, but since we're here at a farm show, we've got lots of companies like Monsanto and BASF and Syngenta and others that have, whether it's even some of them in the seed business too, with biotech engineered seed, we've got with various traits, we've got different kinds of chemicals. How does that play a role then in terms of organic farming?
Well, none of those items are allowed in organic farming. What we have is a different system. And the consumers, like I said, it's market driven. So there are consumers out there who are choosing not to purchase and consume GMO corn and beans, and are looking for things like grass-fed beef and organically raised vegetables. So we offer an alternative. We can coexist with them and they can coexist with us. So it's just a different choice. And there are even organic farmers that do some GMO crops and some organic crops, and they just do that on different areas of their farm because there can't be any mingling between the two.
I know that there is we're at a farm show here, but there is an organic farming conference. Can you tell me anything about that?
Yes, we put on the largest organic farming conference in North America. It's in La Crosse, Wisconsin, February 26th through the 28th of 2009. And we welcome everyone to come. It's our 20th anniversary this year.
And if somebody wants more information, I always like to point them to the website, so why don't you do that for us?
Sure, it's www.mosesorganic, MOSES organic.org, as well as we have a toll-free number, which is 888-551-4769.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Harriet, for taking a few minutes with me here at the Farm Progress Show to talk about Moses. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.